Johnstown, Pennsylvania is most famous for the catastrophic flood that nearly wiped out the city in 1889. Now it's dealing with a different kind of flood. 90.5 WESA's Margaret J. Krause reports Johnstown is drowning in sewage, and they've got 6 years left to fix the problem.
Like a lot of Pennsylvania cities, rain is a big problem in Johnstown. When it pours, and it often pours, stormwater overwhelms the source system, which means urine and excrement pour into the river, a river Johnstown would like to harness as a recreational asset. But first, they have to focus on something more foundational, fixing the source system. Monsignor Raymond Balta is a Catholic priest and board chairman of the local redevelopment authority. He says there's no glory in rebuilding a sanitary source system. It's a painful necessity.
You're not going to sit on the front porch and say, hey, Mike, come over here and look at my lateral lines, huh? I mean, aren't they beautiful?
But after procrastinating for 20 years, Johnstown is under strict order from Pennsylvania's Department of Environmental Protection, or DEP, to finish the project by 2023. In 2010, Johnstown bit the bullet and started what is essentially a citywide makeover. 98 miles of sewer lines that serve thousands of houses and businesses. And that created a new problem. People are peeved. Imagine your city's being torn up, and you suddenly have to invest some $4,000 in replacing your personal piece of the sewer system, those lateral lines Balta mentioned. It's the line that runs from your house to the sewage mains. Bernie Kircha knew it wasn't going to be fun, but he was pretty resigned to it.
DEP said that they had to stop this sewage going into the river because of the people downstream. They use that water. Okay, I understand that. I wouldn't want to use somebody else's toilet water.
Kirch is 86, and he's seen how resilient Johnstown can be. He lived through two big floods, one in 1936 and one in 1977, and watched the city rebuild. He replaced his sewer lines a year ago, but city officials have since come back to his house and questioned whether he did it properly.
I just think the planning just is lousy. And I don't think that they've informed people of, you know, they keep changing horses in the middle of the stream.
Frustration at the sewer project, now moving into its seventh year, seethes at monthly city council meetings.
Speaking. Yes, I'm done.
Let me address hers, if you would, first.
I just started talking to her. Can I finish saying what I was saying?
Sure, but I was going to address what she was asking, but go
ahead.
At council's August meeting, there was confusion around who knew what about a sinkhole likely created by the sewer project, a rundown of city finances that lasted 2 hours, and frequent spats between members of council and the mayor. It was 10:30 at night by the time the public comment period began. Resident and former mayoral candidate John DeBartola used his 5 minutes to express disappointment.
I got here at 6 o'clock from work, I stayed till 9 o'clock, and I saw dysfunction. No talking about job creation, no talking about saving our town. I'm embarrassed. I went to dinner because I had to have a break from you people.
Johnstown Mayor Frank Janakovic says he gets that people are frustrated, but they have to keep pressing forward on the sewer project.
The can's been kicked down the road for too long. And if some of these things were done, if we could always change the past, that would be great, but we can't. And I can assure you, we're trying to do our best to please all entities and do the job right.
Janakovic's office is right next to City Hall. Hanging on the building's front door is a sign that reads, "Alive and well and open for business in downtown Johnstown." But City Manager Arch Liston says the sewer project makes attracting new companies a lot harder.
They're going to look at us and they're going to say, well, your costs are too high. Your debt is too high. Your pension liability is too high.
Deindustrialization shrunk Johnstown's tax base. The city's run a deficit for 25 years. And then the sewer project came along with its $165 million price tag. The only way to pay for it is to raise rates. Most residents make just north of $24,000 a year. Liston says they can't handle another rate increase.
It's creating a substantial financial burden that in 10 years could create a financial collapse of the city.
By 2023, Johnstown will be done with its sewer project. State-of-the-art system will be hidden again, back underground. Liston wonders who will be around to enjoy it. Margaret J. Krause, 90.5 WESA News.